So we start off with a special two-part news bucket. First, we hear from Marsha Hoppel about a rally on Thursday in Albany about keeping families together. Then, mainly about the immigration issue. Then we hear from Assemblymember Bill Colton, lead sponsor of the bill to stop fossil fuels in New York and move to 100% clean energy by 2030. On Thursday, groups across the country are gathering to protest Trump's policy of separating children from parents. Here in the Capitol District at the Federal Building on North Pearl Street, the groups are gathering at 4:30 p.m. Across from the Palace Theater. We talked to Marsha Hoppel, a Post and Kill resident. I saw her at the last protest of separating children from parents. Why are people so concerned about this issue?
Well, I think mostly because it has to do with children, and they should never be used as tools the way I think Attorney General Jeff Sessions practically came out and said he was using them, which is that he said, immigrants, don't bring your children to the border, or don't try to come over the border with children. We'll take them away from you. He's talking in that case about people trying to cross illegally away from the border crossings, but we understand, we citizens that are looking into this and from groups like Families Belong Together, that this is happening with families seeking asylum and other families, children being taken from schools sometimes by ICE. And so in general, groups like the National Coalition called Families Belong Together and all of these local kind of ad hoc groups that are coming together for National Day of Action tomorrow are saying children should be never be used as pawns, never be used as a reason why people should never be taken away from their families and for any reason.
Now, WOC did cover the recent protest down at the Federal Post Office, where I guess the courts are, and we had a number of people speak there. What are some of the individual concerns that people had raised, or stories that they're concerned about?
Well, mostly I think it's the fact that it is children and that they can be traumatized for the rest of their lives by such things as being taken away, even for a short time, but this is often for a long time, without understanding where they're going, where their family's going, where they're going. It's just not a good policy. It doesn't seem to be consistent with American values and with our immigrant roots in this country. But I got involved at that point on June 1st when there was another National Day of Action at the courthouse in Albany, because it just, to me as an individual, seemed like a terrible idea, a cruel and inhumane idea. So I showed up and have then gotten involved in a loose committee to respond to the call for another day of action on the 14th. We now have here in Albany Citizen Action, fortunately, helping us to be the sponsoring organization and the group that will greet the marchers tomorrow and lead the rally tomorrow.
Now, this, of course, is being done under the auspices of the Trump administration, who obviously has been very anti-immigrant. And I know that people have been trying to talk to our various local congressmen, John Faso, Republican, pretty conservative, Paul Tonko, a little bit more liberal. But has there been any response yet from the federal government or the Trump administration to the nationwide protest?
Well, not that I know of. I don't know of any that's directly in response to things like the spontaneous groups coming together or groups coming together tomorrow and the ones that came together on the 1st. I imagine there's been some response, but we haven't heard, for instance, from them that they might come to join us or want to speak or anybody from their offices, although they'd be welcome. And we do want to remember to say others, anybody is welcome to come tomorrow in Albany at the O'Brien Federal Building at 4:30, starting at 4:30. We will have signs for people. We will have a few speakers, including, for instance, a licensed mental health counselor, Karen Beadle, who was one of the people who spoke as just a participant at the June 1st rally and has very good reason to be concerned about the impact on children from her professional experience of this policy.
And we've been talking with Marsha Hoppel and began the protest at the Trump policy of separating children from parents.
This Thursday, June 14th, 4:30 p.m., Federal Building on North Pearl Street in Albany. This has been Mark Dunley for WOOC. So we're talking with Assemblymember Bill Colton, who has introduced legislation to move to 100% clean energy by 2030. Assemblymember, how is the issue of your legislation and renewable energy in general going to the state legislature this year?
Well, I think we're clearly going to face a lot of opposition, and that has already begun to mount itself. The oil and fossil monopoly does not want this kind of legislation. But we have gotten a lot of sponsors. A lot of assembly members have gone on this bill, and with grassroots support, and I think that's what it's going to take. This is not going to come from the big fossil industries giving it support. The support has to come from the people. And with grassroots support, I think next year, and of course we may have a different Senate than we do, I think there's a real possibility we can get this passed. And it is absolutely critical that we do so because we are in an emergency situation. Climate change is not going to wait for us to catch up. We have to make changes to avert a tremendous disaster, which will happen probably not 30, 40 years from now, but in the next 10 years. And if we don't make those changes immediately, in 5, 10, 15 years, we're going to see changes that we do not want and we do not like being made by Mother Nature. So we have an urgent situation, and we have to continue to proceed with it as an urgent situation.
Well, how well has the state already been doing in terms of, you know, holes on fossil fuels and moving to renewables?
It has not been doing anywhere near well enough. The Department of Environmental Conservation estimates that about 25% of our energy is renewable energy. Doesn't sound too bad, but when you look into, you find out that 21% of that is hydro, which is Niagara Falls, which we've always had and always will have unless Mother Nature destroys it. So when you look at the kind of energies that's increased by the state's efforts and our efforts, we're talking about 3 or 4% of renewable energy. You're talking about basically wind and solar. And that, you know, is 1% solar, 3% wind. That is very, very poor showing. It's nowhere near what we must do very quickly in order to be able to deal with the climate change problems that we are going to be facing.
Now, some people have complained that the governor's new what's so-called better rules, which changed the net metering rules for community solar, is an impediment. I understand there is action being contemplated by the assembly to try to overturn that or move it along.
Yes, there are bills which hopefully, you know, will get through the assembly. I don't know what their chances are going to be in the Senate this year, but to try to make that a much more favorable environment for renewable energy. There's also bills that the assembly has passed in terms of community climate change, which goes in the right direction. I don't think it goes fast enough, but it goes in the right direction. But again, we haven't gotten those bills through the Senate. We need grassroots action from people in this state. We need to impress upon everybody, especially the elected officials, that this is an emergency, and we have to start acting like it's an emergency. Otherwise, we're simply not going to be able to do the things that need to be done in order to make to avoid the very bad effects that we're going to see in the next 5, 10, 15 years.
Now, you mentioned trying to get the legislators to move a little quicker, and I know you don't want to talk about any of your colleagues directly, but this is an election season. All state legislators are up, as well as Congress. What can people do to give a friendly reminder to their legislators that, hey, we could see a little bit more action here?
I think that certainly by contacting them, emails, telephone calls, letters, particularly in the other house, where there's a very serious election going on, which could make a very big difference. You know, it's one thing if in one house you feel that you may be able to push it through, but if you feel you have no hope in the other house, then that may discourage you from making an all-out effort. It shouldn't. We're going to make an all-out effort, but people are human, and sometimes they don't make it because they think it's not going to pass the other house. So this is an important election. We need to elect environmental people, climate change people who are going to see this as an emergency, and when they come into the chambers in January, are going to be treating it as if this is an emergency we must deal with, and we must deal with it right away.
Thank you. Assemblymember Bill Colton.